kind of hurts my feelings that you said evolution is a lie.
I was wondering if you were bringing people up. I couldn't tell. What's on your mind?
Yeah, actually, well, usually the guest kind of dictates it, but so you don't believe in evolution. That's not, we don't have to talk about evolution, but I would just ask, what is the evidence you have for any alternative explanation?
Okay, well, I guess let's start with like the main origins. So for the universe to exist, like, okay, first of all,
just talking about evolution.
Oh, you don't want to talk about that?
That's irrelevant to whether or not evolution is true.
Oh, okay, so that doesn't matter to you. Would origins, like, of okay, let me ask this then. Not of the universe, but would the origin of like abiogenesis versus biogenesis be an acceptable topic or no to you?
Not really, because because people pretend that either life had to arise completely naturally, for which I think there's overwhelming evidence for, or the biblical account of God miraculously creating all life is the answer. Actually, aliens that are sufficiently technologically advanced could have created the first life forms on Earth. So life would like literally be intelligently designed, but not by God. And it would still be completely naturalistic because the aliens are just part of nature. They're just using technology and they didn't do any voodoo or incantations or anything. I guess that would basically be it.
Okay. So you wouldn't like to hear my argument why I don't? Yeah, I guess not. But I feel like life on Earth had to be. Can we argue with that abiogenesis or biogenesis for life on Earth? Is that acceptable?
Well, normally that's totally fine, and that's kind of what I do. But what I'm trying to get at here is something slightly different, which is, pretend I don't know the answer. What evidence do you have for your contrary claim?
Okay, so my contrary claim to abiogenesis, correct?
Yeah.
So when I look into it, right? So basically it has to arise from non-matter. I guess I'll start here. So when things are alive, they're constantly fighting, I guess maybe what we would call entropy, right? But the systems are in place to fight it. And so normally entropy tends to disorder. So the systems are in place to fight it while we're alive. But as soon as we lose the battle, entropy like wins. Like when you die, when an organism dies, I think I've maybe seen it in a microscope when they die. They just like, some of these little tiny organisms just like go poop.
They pop apart.
So to me, I don't see. So you want me to believe that things that are in order, when they die and they lose the battle, entropy takes over and it tears it apart. You want me to believe that something was able to somehow miraculously go against entropy without being alive, without the systems to keep it from happening. So it has to come there apart. But when we see the cell, it just goes and it just falls apart.
Yeah, but there are all kinds of things in nature that are not living that fight against entropy. And they do so really successfully.
So you mean like, what do you mean by non-living things?
Sure. So like an example would be like Earth's crust is broken up into pieces, and they're not really shrinking, but they're colliding. So that like the gaps between things are shrinking. And there are like hydrothermal vents on our planet. So there are all kinds of really cool geological things that do this. And the only reason that's possible is because there's a constant input of energy. Or an even simpler example would be the weather. If the sun disappeared, then Earth would just gradually cool down and there wouldn't be any weather anymore on the planet. All the water on the surface would freeze and air really wouldn't move around hardly ever because there would be no engine which is the sun, no input of energy to make it dynamic. But because the sun exists, we have a constant source of energy. So there are natural things that do that all the time. And life almost certainly would have just borrowed from that in specific conditions in order to get a jump start. But then life to this day remains entirely dependent on either heat from below the ground in order to sustain the chemical energy for life, or energy from the sun. Get a free book, 2 free audiobooks, and ad-free videos by becoming a Patreon member.